This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. The Senate has passed a bill to invest over $50 billion into the production of semiconductor chips. The CHIPS bill will include billions for research and development of 5G wireless systems. Democratic Senators Michael Bennet and John Hickenlooper both voted for the bill. As Hickenlooper pointed out, it will help make U.S. manufacturing competitive.
China is already investing incredible sums in their domestic chip industry. This will pull us up even and then push us forward.
Passage of a CHIPS bill has been a priority for the Biden administration. The bill now heads to the House. Colorado Springs City Council gave final approval to a new emergency evacuation ordinance last night. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The approval came despite requests from a number of residents to postpone the action. They wanted to include plans for evacuation traffic modeling and predetermined route maps. The city's emergency managers say variables during incidents require flexibility, which means routes can change. City staff was tasked with evaluating evacuation modeling software by the end of August. Council voted 7-1 with Bill Murray opposed and Councilman Randy Helms absent. Murray expressed concerns about how growth and new development would affect evacuation capabilities. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
A new exhibition on the Sand Creek Massacre will be unveiled at History Colorado in November. About 200 women, children, and elders were attacked by U.S. troops in the Eastern Plains Settlement in 1864. The new presentation comes a decade after the museum first tried to tell the story of Sand Creek. That exhibit closed in just 45 days after criticism from Arapaho and Cheyenne tribal leaders. In Denver, Boulder, and most of the Front Range, thunderstorms are in the forecast again tonight and tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.